Unit 11. Smells good. Both people and animals sense the world around them in a variety of ways. They can see, hear, feel, smell, or taste, often referred to as the five senses. But what about plants? Do they also have these five senses? Plants do not have eyes, ears, skin, a nose, or a mouth as we do, but they may just have their own equivalents. For one thing, plants certainly sense light. The sunflower needs to be able to see where the sun is so that it can turn toward the sun. And without a sense of touch, the Venus flytrap could not feel the movement of a bug in its mouth. Some plants, like the mimosa, also react to noise. This plant folds its leaves when hearing any vibration near it. Furthermore, there are even plants that have a sense of taste. Corn plants seem to be able to sense bugs by taste. When a caterpillar eats part of a corn leaf, it leaves behind certain chemicals on the plant in the process of eating. These chemicals are specific to the caterpillar. The corn leaf tastes this chemical and then releases a chemical of its own. The corn plant's chemical attracts wasps, which like to eat caterpillars. Evidence for the fifth sense, the sense of smell, was lacking until recently. Scientists now think that they have found evidence for a sense of smell in the dodder plant. The dodder is an unusual plant because it does not grow roots and, in fact, cannot even produce energy for itself. Instead, it attaches itself to other plants and takes food from them. Scientists did not know how dodder plants found their prey, but now the evidence suggests that they smell their prey out. Dodder plants are able to sense chemicals in the air that other plants release. Therefore, when a tomato plant, dodder plant's favorite prey, is nearby, the dodder plant smells it. Then the dodder plant moves toward the tomato plant and attaches to it. Bad luck for the tomato plant.